I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, when you talk about float fishing in West Virginia, the most obvious rivers that come to mind are the New or Greenbrier Rivers. But there are other floatable rivers in our great state, and they're hidden gems for the most part. I'll tell you about a few of them coming up right after this. Dave Wellman is the fisheries biologist for District 1 of the DNR, which encompasses north central West Virginia and the northern panhandle. And he explains when it comes to float fishing, don't discount looking to his region for a great trip.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few real nice floatable rivers in it up in northern West Virginia. First comes to my mind is Cheat River. Runs through Tucker and Preston counties. Secondly would be Tiger River through Taylor and Marion counties, as well as in Barber County, and West Fork River, which mostly runs through Harrison County within District 1.
And he mentioned the Cheat River. Historically not the greatest fishing due to years of pollution, but you'd be amazed at the turnaround that's been made there in the past decade and a half.
It has changed dramatically. Well, it was all due in part with the water quality improvements that's taken place since the mid-1990s from local watershed groups played a part in cleaning up the water quality, specifically the acid mine drainage, to where now I feel it's one of the best fisheries we have in northern West Virginia as far as float trips go for smallmouth bass.
Besides improved water quality, which has enhanced fish numbers, the DNR has also done a much better job of improving access to those rivers, particularly the Cheat.
Historically, we did not have great access on Tiger River or Cheat River. One of the good things I want to mention right now, while I have the chance, is the Cheat River Water Trail. That's been developed over the last few years. And I believe there's, from Rollsburg up to Hendricks, I want to say there's at least 8, maybe 9 access points that are public and you can put in now. They're all designated. And it's provided a lot of access, whereas before, they're just, like you mentioned, there just wasn't much public access to that stream.
Flows at this time of year are going to start getting low, and you may wind up dragging your canoe or kayak, but Wellman says from Tiger Dam downstream, no problem with that.
Tiger Lake, they have to maintain a minimum flow. So there's always water, enough water to float without having to drag them for miles like you would in Cheat some years. And also it keeps the water temperature in the river down because it's a bottom release off of Tiger Lake. So you always have good flowing water that's relatively cool, so the fish are pretty well conditioned.
Check out northern West Virginia the next time you want to plan a float fishing trip. It'll be worth your time. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.